Hello, welcome to About Music with Brian. Welcome to part two of the program we started last week. The two concertos that we heard last week were Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4 in G major, Opus 58, and Schumann's Piano Concerto in A minor, Opus 54. These are iconic works in the piano concerto repertoire, but they differ significantly in style, structure, and emotional character, reflecting the transition from the classical to the romantic era. Schumann's admiration for Beethoven's piano sonatas and concertos inspired the lyricism and structural innovation in Schumann's Piano Concerto in A minor. In order to make a comparison of the two concertos, I'm going to play the first few minutes of each. Beethoven's fourth piano concerto is often praised for its innovation, intimacy, and lyricism. It balances classical restraint with moments of profound emotional depth and originality. The concerto demonstrates Beethoven's exploration of new musical ideas, such as the dialogue-like interactions between piano and orchestra. It is classical in overall design, but forward-looking in its treatment of form and interaction. The concerto opens, unusually, with a poetic solo piano statement before the orchestra responds. Although this conversational opening was innovative and breaks from the typical orchestral introduction, from that point the orchestral introduction proceeds as per classical tradition, where the orchestra first announces all the important themes before the piano re-enters. As you listen to the section after the piano re-enters, please take note that there is a clear dialogue between the piano and the orchestra. These more or less take turns to be heard. Let's listen to the first section.
Thank you.
Schumann's Piano Concerto epitomizes romantic lyricism and poetry. It is highly expressive and rich in melodic invention, with a strong emphasis on emotional warmth and intimacy. Unlike Beethoven, Schumann focuses less on dramatic contrasts and more on a cohesive song-like narrative. This concerto is romantic in its seamless integration of movements and its organic flow. The first movement opens dramatically with a bold orchestral chord, followed by an impassioned piano entry. It blends symphonic grandeur with intimate lyricism. You will notice that the entire atmosphere is different to the Beethoven concerto. A classical restraint and good manners is replaced with rich warmth and an emotional feeling. Also notice that we have a blending of efforts here. Orchestra and piano work together far more, not alternately. Here are the first few minutes of Schumann's concerto. Beethoven's piano writing in the fourth concerto is virtuosic but restrained, often described as serene, introspective, sublime, emphasizing clarity and elegance over sheer technical display. Beethoven explores the piano's lyrical potential, blending virtuosity with emotional depth. Schumann's piano writing is more romantic in style, characterized by heartfelt lyricism, tenderness, and passionate energy, featuring sweeping arpeggios, rich harmonic textures, and lush melodies. The technical demands are less about virtuosic brilliance and more about expressive nuance and color. Notwithstanding the distinctly different styles and emotional content, these two concertos have very similar structures, showing just how versatile and adaptable the multi-movement sonata structure is. Both concertos have the identical structure of the first movement. Following the energetic and quick first movements, both of which are marked allegro, both concertos have a much slower movement in the second position. These second movements are both remarkable, but we will listen to each for you to discover why. All I'm going to say is that both feature a dynamic interplay between the piano and orchestra. Let's listen to both of these second movements, first Beethoven's and then Schumann's. As the Schumann has no break between the second and third movements, we will listen to both the second and third movements of the Schumann.
Thank you. Thank you.
Both concertos follow the traditional form of a lively, somewhat dance-like movement with an opening theme that keeps recurring throughout the movement. So let's listen now to Beethoven's third movement and compare it to the movement you've just listened to.
Thank you.
Beethoven's genius was widely admired in the following centuries, and his influence on composers extends even to this day. Schumann, as editor of the Neue Zeitschrift für Musik, was well acquainted with Beethoven's work, despite his only being 17 years old in the year that Beethoven passed away, which was 1827. By that time, Schumann had not yet fully committed to a career in music. He was still studying law. However, Schumann came to admire Beethoven deeply and was profoundly influenced by his music. Beethoven's groundbreaking approach to composition, particularly in terms of structure, thematic development, and emotional depth, left a lasting impression on Schumann and thereafter on many other romantic composers. Beethoven's fourth concerto was groundbreaking and inspired composers to rethink the piano concerto as a platform for dialogue and expression. It influenced other romantic composers like Mendelssohn and Chopin, who adapted its lyrical and interactive qualities. Schumann's concerto, while he was influenced by Beethoven and followed Beethoven's structure, set the standard for other romantic piano concertos, influencing works like Grieg's Piano Concerto in A minor and Brahms's Piano Concerto No. 1, with emphasis on emotional depth and integration of piano and orchestra. As we still have some time in hand, I would like us to listen in conclusion to the first movement of Schumann's Piano Concerto. This is your opportunity to immerse yourself in its warm, romantic lyricism. I look forward to being with you again next week.